blah 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 blah
blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah.
It's cold, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode 44 of Blah Blah Podcast. I am Jason Green, along with Sean Smith.
Hey, it's cold in here.
It is.
You can
Evan
see my
Moore.
Breath.
Hello.
And rounding out this crew, Mr. Chris Hull Shoe.
Snow is my white hot kryptonite.
Snow.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, and this is Blah Blah Podcast, the only show on the web that'll make you sick and tired of movie and entertainment news, because that's pretty much all we talk about, except right now. You want to know why? Because we all live in New Jersey, in different
Snow.
Parts of New Jersey, but that big blizzard of 2016 fucked us, and we're all pretty much, well, we're not snowed in anymore, but we're still feeling very
Speak
cold.
Speak for yourself.
So, I'm still afraid to go outside.
Now, during the, like, when it was actually, like, hitting us hard, guys, like, I'm assuming you were all at home. I mean, I was actually in Brooklyn. But
look,
I
couldn't leave my house if I wanted to. There was
I saw your Snapchats.
There was at least 2.5 feet of snow in the road. My driveway, my doorway, I mean, there was just nowhere to go if I wanted to go somewhere. So, no, I was thoroughly snowed in.
Yeah. And,
Yeah, we got at least 2 feet over here.
Yeah, I all I can think of is how much the weather app lied to me, because it could just kept saying like 8 to 12, 5 to 6 or whatever. We got like 30.
Oh, I heard up to 30 inches in some areas before the snow started. But I'll tell you what, driving home on Friday, trying to get home as quick as possible, I was amazed by the amount of people who were at the grocery store, obviously, but also the liquor stores. The liquor stores were packed coming
home.
Oh,
well, there's three things you got to get. Milk,
bread, and booze.
And Admiral Nelson rum.
Oh,
yes.
College. Oh, you guys remember when we were snowed in the townhouses back in college?
That was so much fun.
Yeah, I mean, don't remember it.
No, but I remember wanting to remember it.
Oh,
that
remember.
That was a lot of fun. Good times. Yeah. I liked living next to you guys. That was fun. But I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. Did you guys see the video online of that dude who, like, takes vines of himself and he's like, I need breaded milk, and he's like running to his car.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
Yeah, that guy,
he put up a new one of him sitting in the snow as it's snowing, just like looking around all scared, and he takes a bite of a piece of bread and then he takes a swig of a jug of milk. It was so funny. I don't know who that guy is, sir, but if you're listening, Mr. Bread and Milk Man, you're very funny. Yeah, I was actually in Brooklyn at my girlfriend's house when it started snowing, and it was fun. Like, I was walking around a bit outside, and like, there was a lot more people outside than I thought there was going to be, like snowboarding and stuff, and like having fun, throwing snowballs at each other. It was pretty cool.
Really? Because it was chaos down here.
Yeah, I was fighting the Jade Syndicate. There were explosions everywhere.
The Jade Syndicate? Oh my God, that takes
They had hostages.
My cat was right. It's the Jade Syndicate.
No, get him, Spider.
You guys want to hear something really, really funny?
Yes.
Yes.
Spoilers for Star Wars The Force Awakens.
I haven't seen it yet.
I was listening to our old podcast about Mad Max because I'm a loser with nothing better to do. And Sean has this quote, and it goes, I don't read the extended universe. In the extended universe, Han Solo's son is a Sith, and that's dumb.
Did I say that?
You did.
Well, it is
a
dumb.
Great laugh to myself.
So, I mean, I like when J.J. Abrams said, well, we're not going to take anything
you
from
know
the
what?
Extended universe, and they
it
did.
Took everything.
You know what, Chris? I'm going to go back to an old episode and find something stupid that you said.
You don't have to look far. Probably last week would be good.
That it reminds me, Chris, when we used to do your YouTube show, and Chris says it's called, and you you were like, oh, that guy talking about Finn in the Star Wars trailer, you're like, oh, he's probably a janitor.
And he was.
What happened?
And he was.
Yeah.
And Ivan Ooze is in an X-Men apocalypse, so there you go.
We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah. So, Chris, did you go outside during the snow, or you just hunkered down in your room?
I hid under my bed. I actually only came out to do this podcast, and I'm going right back under.
You could have just like brought the computer under.
Chris,
the bed.
You know it is melting now, right?
It is.
You go outside. Just take a look at it.
Well, it's all ice, and around me, I mean, we you can't pull out onto a highway or pull out of a neighborhood, or stop signs are just dangerous because there's 15-foot snow piles everywhere.
Yeah,
pulling out's real hard.
It's crazy. It's just crazy. Yeah. Pulling out is the hardest thing I ever had to do.
Yeah, you just, then you just get 2 feet of white stuff everywhere.
That's a Cat Stevens song. The first pull is the hardest.
I don't think it is.
Well,
yeah, driving to work is hard because, like, no pun intended, because I got to make a right onto the street where my job building is, and, like, the right lane is completely covered, so it's like you got to merge into, like, the middle lane to make a right turn. It's really annoying.
Oh.
Yeah. I have to merge, like, usually coming out of my job, like, I have, like, a little bit of an acceleration lane, like, using the shoulder, and the shoulder's just gone, so I just pull directly out onto the busy highway, so I just have to, like, hold my breath and pray for the best, because I can't see because of the snow, so it's like, oh, gotta pull out onto a busy highway at rush hour, go.
There's,
it's
like, just
pretty bad.
A large pile of flaming cars behind you.
It's the wasteland.
Witness me. Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't caught the drift yet, it snowed up here. You probably saw it all over the news anyway. We're okay, in case you were wondering.
Yeah, poor Wildwood and Ocean City.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, flooded, right?
According to our governor in New Hampshire, it's not flooding in the state. So.
We're in New Hampshire?
No, our governor's in New Hampshire, and he said, oh, there's no flooding, everything's fine, while they showed B-roll of, like, humongous floods going down the street. And then they questioned him about it again. He's like, what do you want me to do, go get a mop and fix it myself? And it's like, okay, cool. All right.
Thanks for that.
Thanks. Thank you.
I think Christie's just, like, kind of given up. Like, you don't hear him about in the presidency race at all. And he's just kind of like spouting nonsense now. He's like, I'm just sitting my term out.
You know what they did hear about Christie? In Oregon, those crazy guys that held up that park or whatever, that they're living there currently.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, are they still there?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, my God.
One of them challenged Chris Christie to a sumo match. And the rule, this is real. You can look it up. And they said, 10 matches, if you can beat me in any one of those 10 matches, we will leave this park. But if I win all 10 matches, we get to push you down the stairs.
This is real? This is real.
You can look it up.
Okay, so new blah blah contest. Forget blah blah liar. New contest, contact Chris Christie to accept the sumo challenge.
Hashtag
Are you brave
Chris
enough?
In a diaper.
Oh boy. You know, to be honest, I actually did meet Chris Christie, and he's actually a very friendly person in real life, but he's a true ass when it comes to politics.
He's got a big one too.
He does have a big ass.
I just remember I had an old friend from high school. He was actually on the show once. Sean, you remember my friend Cameron?
Yeah.
Going back to like episode 8, he guest starred.
Oh, yeah.
But Cameron's a good dude, but his mom is a high school math teacher, I believe.
Oh, she must be pissed.
She used to tutor me in math when I was younger. And I remember Cameron used to live in my town before he moved out when he lived here in high school. And I remember going over his house sometimes and overhearing like his mom, like just like, and his dad, like say like, oh, that Christie's going to get assassinated one of these days.
He's a governor. That never happens.
Yeah. Right.
I'm sure at some point there was, but you don't hear about that much.
Well, the Kennedy assassination, it was a close call.
Yes.
Yeah, well, if there, ladies and gentlemen, if any of you feel out of the loop, Chris Christie's kind of like fucked over the educational system through the years or some shit like that. But yeah, let's get out of politics and go on a sled into the snow into some movie news. So what do you got, Sean?
All right, let's sled on over here. So first thing we want to talk about is let's talk a little DC for a little bit. There was a new image that was published, which is a little concerning, showing up in Empire magazine, of all places.
Ooh, Empire.
Empire, yes.
Did you know that they struck back?
Go home.
Yay! I'm sorry.
I don't get it. Oh, Empire Strikes Back. Oh, okay.
You idiot.
Well, anyway, this new image is teasing the possible inclusion of Darkseid in the new movie.
See, I really have a problem with this. I like have a such a problem with this, unless it's explained thoroughly in Batman versus Superman.
Well,
but that scene with the desert with Batman getting his ass beat by Superman, that is quote unquote Batman, Bruce Wayne's nightmare,
which is fine. However,
which is fine.
How does he know any of this?
Exactly.
Like, yeah. Psychedelic
if
drugs.
He has vision of the future. That's one thing. Darkseid's being if he's being like has a premonition of Darkseid coming to Earth in the future, that's fine. But if Batman has a dream about him and not knowing anything about Darkseid prior to this, how does that make any fucking sense?
So
think about all the DC characters that are going to be in this movie. There's like 1,000 of them. At least one of them has to have like telepathy.
Here's the problem. Probably
Aquaman.
DC, for whatever reason, just assumes, you know, what would be cool if we took all of our characters and put them in one movie. So that's what they're doing. So
it's a greatest hits.
It's a greatest hits album of DC characters. It's just going to be a huge train wreck. I can't wait to see this flop.
Here's the thing. DC has made the very wise business decision of assuming that everyone has read all of the comic books. We'll know exactly what's going on.
Well, that's why we were saying before that we assume that this movie is supposed to be for fanboys.
Well, yeah, this is not for the guys who, you know, the casual moviegoers who've seen the Christian Bale movies or maybe saw Man of Steel. It's not for them. It's for the Joe Patinos. That's who it's for. It's for the people who could name every character from a poster and just wants to see them on the big screen. And the irony of that is they're the ones who are going to complain the most about it because they know the actual stories.
And they're going to be like, oh, well, Batman would never have a cleft on his left chin.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he really is seeing into the future, or like he's holding a crystal ball or something like that.
Now we're talking good shit. Batman holding a crystal ball.
I really think DC's flagship universe movie is going to be Suicide Squad. I mean, we all watched that trailer at the end of last week's episode, and we all really liked it. I mean,
I also feel like best case scenario that is going to be like the Guardians of the Galaxy of DC.
Yes, well, that's
totally what they're going for.
Yeah,
anti Guardians of the Galaxy.
But Guardians of the Galaxy is not really related to the other movies just yet. You know what I mean? Like, they're kind of like in their own sort of.
Well,
Sean, there's only two movies in the whole universe canon, so it's not really related to anything anyway.
Count Man of Steel.
I watched that again. I like that movie. I don't think it's a good movie, but I like it.
It's better than Superman Returns.
Well, you know, whatever, Phantom Menace. But here's the whole thing. Suicide Squad, when I first saw the first trailer that was all dark and depressing and weird, I'm like, oh, I can't. This is going to be terrible. This looks like it's going to suck. Then they showed this new Bohemian Rhapsody trailer, and I just grinned ear to ear. I'm like, this is going to be the best. It reminded me of seeing the Guardians trailer for the first time. It was fun. It was retro. It was familiar. It was different. It was quirky. It was serious. I'm like, this is the perfect movie to come out. Why isn't this like happening before Batman vs. Superman?
Batman vs. Superman should have came out already. Remember, it got pushed back?
Oh, you're right.
Because of Star Wars.
Star Wars like came in and force pushed all the movies like out of the way.
And then Quentin Tarantino got kicked right in the nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, complained about it.
Well, you know, Quentin Tarantino is an outstanding filmmaker, but he's really a jerk.
Yeah.
I watched Inglourious Basterds over the snow day twice. Well, I was watching it with my mom and my brother, but then my mom fell asleep, so I just watched it with my brother. And then my mom wanted to watch it the next day, and it's a great movie. I mean, he's an outstanding director, but God, is he an asshole.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? Yeah, I really feel like the tones. I really feel like the tones between Suicide Squad and Batman and Superman should kind of be reversed. I really think Batman and Superman should be the fun, like,
adventure. It will not be.
Well, I know, obviously, but I feel like that's how it should be, like more lighthearted and fun, because Superman's like a vision of hope. He's not like a brooding, dark guy.
Trying to make Superman a brooding, dark guy since like Superman Returns. But this is my problem with Superman, and Jobo will fight me tooth and nail. I wish he was here. Too bad he got buried in snow and died. But the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
The whole thing with Superman is Superman. He's a goofy, stylistic comic book, black and white, you know, good boy. Like that. He's just.
He's black and white.
No, but like it is his morality is just black and white. He's the good guy. Oh. He's the hero.
Yeah, he's a symbol to look up to.
Yeah, he's a symbol of superheroes. He's the superhero archetype. So to try to make him this dark, brooding, mysterious, torn character is pointless to me. It's silly. It's like you're not understanding the character. If you're gonna do Superman, just do Superman. Just make him fucking Superman.
Make the 1930s guy dark. With the accent and pajamas jumping over buildings.
Honestly, that's okay with me. That's what Superman is.
I kind of feel like that's what Superman Returns was, though.
Well, there was a lot more problems dark. With that. Superman became a stalker. And
there was so much Jesus Christ symbolism in that movie too. It was just way over the top.
Same thing with Man of Steel.
On Krypton, see?
But this is what always bothered me is the story of Superman is not the story of Jesus Christ. It's the story of Moses. It's getting sent down the river and being picked up and becoming like a god within the Egyptian. Like that's the story. That's the biblical story. It's based off of not Jesus. Why do people try to make
it? And then him
Jesus?
And Aquaman build a big boat and they stick all the animals on it.
AKA the Justice League.
Yes.
Cause you got a bat, you got a donkey.
Who's the donkey?
Eddie
Shrek's
Murphy.
Manhunter.
Is Shrek in the Justice League now?
Yeah.
This is my swamp.
Like, Superman is an ideal. He's like a symbol people look up to, literally. Which is, like, if you watch the animated series from the 90s, that is the perfect depiction of Superman. And he gets angry and has bad days because he's, you know, they were trying to give him a little bit more character in the show, and they really succeeded. I really wish, like, Zack Snyder would have just watched the animated series and mirrored Henry Cavill's Superman off of that.
Zack Snyder has also said he's more of a Batman guy. Kind of like how J.J. Abrams is more of a Star Wars guy.
He just tried making Superman Batman.
Well, yeah, wait, what would you just say, Chris? Was it Chris who just said that J.J. Abrams said he was more of a Star Wars than Star Trek guy?
Yeah.
Oh, Sean said that? Yeah. It's like that really shines through when you watch the new Star Trek movies. Then he did Star Wars. You're like, okay. You're like, you watch these Superman movies that Zack Snyder's doing. You're like, it's not Superman. I think Batman is going to be one of the only redeeming qualities of this film. Affleck's going to do well.
Look at the Batman parts of the trailers. They don't look that bad, other than the horrible Batman CGI statue.
Yeah, Batman looks fucking cool in these trailers. Like, I like Ben Affleck. I think Ben Affleck will do this part
His suit looks great.
The suit looks cool. I like the white eyes thing because it's very Dark Knight Returns.
I'm cool with the voice modulator, too.
Yes, I think that they're doing Batman right and Superman wrong. And then let's not even get started again on Lex Luthor. It's like you're really missing marks here.
Well,
let's
look at the Superman movies for reference. The only really popular ones to this day are the campy ones with Christopher Reeve.
The first two.
Yeah, and those are good.
Three and four were pretty bad with Christopher Reeves. And
but
people
I
know
feel
that.
Like if you remade those movies today, people would hate them.
Superman to me is an outdated concept, though.
Yeah, that's like, why I don't think a Superman film works anymore.
And again, this is an argument I've had with Jobo. May he rest in peace under the snow. But the whole idea of Superman is it worked in 78, you know, this campy superhero movie. It worked in the 30s and 40s. It doesn't really work today. And we shouldn't be trying to retrofit Superman into this type of film. It just
If it were Batman versus Goku, now then we're watching a movie.
Honestly, that's what the trailer looks like anyway.
Yeah, and that's what Man of Steel was a DBZ movie.
Man of Steel had the most ridiculous ending too. Like where it's just
him and Lois Lane are kissing. There's a YouTube edit out there where Superman and Lois Lane are kissing at the end
they
of Man of Steel.
The screams, right?
Yeah, you just hear the blood curdling screams of everyone around.
Unrealistic. Where's the water cooler? There's a water cooler in every office. There wasn't one in there.
Oh my god!
Did you guys see the new poster for the movie?
Hashtag
who will win?
Who will win?
I don't know. Watch the last trailer. You'll see.
Hashtag who gives a shit?
Exactly.
But what I wanted to say about the 70s Superman movies was those ones really made Superman like literally a god. Like he turns back time and like nothing can stop him.
But I like those movies.
The animated series from Bruce Timm was they kind of toned down Superman in the animated series. Like he's a little bit more weaker. Like things can hurt him and can kill him if you keep electrocuting him. after a long period of time, he would die.
Are we talking like days?
Yeah, but it would happen. In the Christopher Reeve ones, he's literally a god and can like walk through the sun.
Yeah, the Superman is with the movies. It's the same problem with video games. How come we can have a great Arkham series and not a good Superman game? And there's never been a Superman game.
It's so hard to like make a Superman game where
without rings
again, without rings.
The only way to put challenge to a game with an invincible guy is to have him protect things that aren't invincible, or to have him do things in a certain period of time, a.k.a. escort missions and time missions, and everybody hates those.
Fly through
AKA
rings.
Flying through rings and picking up cars.
Yeah.
Or you just do what they did with the X-Men Origins Wolverine game. You were invincible in that game. You could not die, and it was just a simple hack and slash. You went from point A to point B, beat the shit out of everyone. And
I
know, like,
Chris loves that game.
I love that game, too.
I unlocked the classic 90s costume and just
really?
Went around and slaughtered everyone. Oh, yeah,
I mean,
it was great.
If they made a Superman game akin to that, not as violent, obviously, but please as violent, and but the same type of, like, you know, beat-em-up.
Called him a motherfucker.
The same type of beat-em-up where Superman just doesn't die, and it, like that game, it'd be fun.
But don't you get it? That's the problem. Superman doesn't work in today's world. It's an outdated concept. And every superhero since Superman has built and expanded and perfected the concept of a superhero.
All right,
Superman is the reference. He's like, you know, it's like reading the Odyssey versus reading Tom Sawyer versus reading Harry Potter. It's like, they don't translate well.
Versus,
you know,
50 Shades of Grey.
Who do you think would win in a fight, Batman or Tom Sawyer?
Probably Huck Finn.
I feel like, yeah.
He's holding Colin a
fence, right?
Yeah, and there was some guy named Jim in that. I don't know, but I think he'd win.
All right, Warner Brothers, listen to me. This is a free one, but the next one's going to cost you. You take Superman, and you make a period piece set in the 1930s, and you combine it with L.A. Noir, and you have to use your super vision to find out who's lying about where Lex Luthor is, and then fry their brains out with your heat vision.
I
would play that game.
Yeah,
and it would be only for the PlayStation VR headset.
That's right, Nintendo RX.
Yeah, oh God.
Okay, well, closing out this, I don't remember what the original topic you brought up.
Batman
versus
Superman.
But, okay,
Darkseid.
Darkseid. Yeah, you're right. Okay,
of the
so
moon.
We were on topic. I just want to say I saw the most recent BVS TV spot, and oh my God. Well, no, not the one where Batman slides into Superman and just bounces off his kneecap.
Which one?
But this one where Superman walks up to Batman. He's just like, I want to tell you that the bat is dead. And I'm like, why the hell would Superman fucking say that? Like, the real Superman would be welcoming to Batman, like, hey there, buddy, you want to help me out?
Well, whole idea of Batman versus Superman, it stems from Dark Knight Returns, of them being like old friends that have been, you know, manipulated or like withered. And this doesn't seem right. The idea here is Batman's a crotchety old retired Batman, and Superman is a god and basically a Jesus figure that no one trusts anymore. And then they're going to fight.
They should have done this movie later on down the road. Like, this should have been Batman meets Superman, have the Justice League movies and the other standalone ones, and then do a Civil War one.
Yes, like,
I heard a rumor that Space Ghost is going to be in Batman v Superman.
Space Ghost?
Yeah, him and Birdman, they're making an appearance.
Michael Keaton?
Sure.
Who would Michael Keaton play?
Birdman, obviously.
Birdman.
Can Michael Keaton play Space Ghost?
With CG technology, you can really make anyone play anyone.
Yeah, yes. Ahmad Best could play Superman.
Misa gonna kill you, Batman. But
speaking of people popping up, I also saw a rumor that Bizarro might show up at the end of the movie.
Well, why not? Let's just invite everybody. Bring them all. Who cares? Whatever.
Why the fuck? Wait, are you kidding, Sean?
No, I'm not kidding. He might show up.
Fucking who cares, really?
He might show up to set up the Justice League movie.
The real question is, who else can we put in this movie?
Then Nick Fury shows up at the end of Batman versus Superman. It's like
Brainiac's supposed to be the bad guy for the Justice League to form. Well, Bizarro's like such like a someone not to make a team over. Why would they do that?
Bizarro's
like he's like an Apocalypse or a Thanos. He's not like a... he's not, I'm going to assemble the Justice League. That's stupid. That's so stupid.
Yeah. Bizarro is just someone for Superman to fight. By the way, I remember hearing Michael Shannon's role in, I mean, according to the trailers, it looks like he becomes Doomsday.
Yeah.
But his role was originally supposed to be Bizarro. Maybe they're going to do that. Maybe he will be Bizarro and Doomsday is someone else.
With, tentacles?
Yes.
I don't want to see a Bizarro on the big screen. That doesn't translate. We all know that would fail, right?
So is this going to have Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman?
Oh, are we doing this?
Lex Luthor, Bizarro, apparently, Darkseid, Parademons, Aquaman, The Flash,
Green Lantern,
Cyborg,
Murder, She Wrote,
Wonder Woman,
Shrek, Donkey,
George Lucas, Ivanhoe's,
Kathy Ivanhoe's, Bates,
yes,
George Takei,
Tommy Wiseau, and the Gungans.
Great.
Oh, and George the boys.
Lucas. And, I don't know about the boys. I don't know.
Chris, are the boys in the movie?
It's just George Lucas. We weren't invited.
Okay, gotcha.
That makes sense. Okay. Oh, God. Moving on. Let's go to something that's not as controversial. Let's, we never got to hit on this. Couple...
Hey, babe, come here often? Oh! I got to hit on it.
About a week ago, we found out that Star Wars Episode 8 is going to be pushed back to December, as opposed to being coming out in May of next year.
I'm totally fine with that.
I'm fine with that. Take your time. Don't rush it.
Yeah, as long as they do a good job.
And did people really expect Episode 8 to come out only like 6 months after Rogue One? I mean, come on.
What's really interesting is that this has caused like a huge ripple effect with like a whole bunch of movies.
In a way. I mean, I think that they were going to delay Avatar 2 anyway because they ran out of blue paint. But I feel like...
No, they ran out of the blue bucket dump feature on Microsoft Paint.
But this makes complete sense. The only reason why they were... Evan, you might know why they used to release the Star Wars movies in May, right?
Because the first Star Wars movie was slated for a Christmas release of 1976, and it ran so over schedule that they pushed it to May 1977. Then it was a tradition. Empire, Jedi, Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith were all just released in May, kind of as a tradition. And then Force Awakens was the first one pushed back to December. They were going to stay with the May thing, but now they push it back to December for production reasons. And it makes more sense to release it around Christmas anyway.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously you can make them more money around that time too, but the, what I heard is that they originally were doing the May releases for the original Star Wars movies and the prequels because George Lucas's birthday's in May.
I have not heard that. The only reason why I know the pushback thing is because last night I watched Empire of Dreams, which is that 2.5-hour documentary, and they were talking about this Christmas release failing and then having to go to 77 to release the movie, not 76.
Well, but
I guess to keep their tradition, you know, I guess that played part of it. But the original reason was because production went so over time. Like, they ran out of time.
Well, I mean, Episode 7 was supposed to come out during the summer.
Yes.
And then it got pushed back, kind of like what this is going now, where they're doing the rewrites, and now they're pushing it back.
Honest to God, I don't care how long it takes, so long as the movie's good.
But you know what? It makes more sense to release it at that time of year, because, like, as we've seen, a lot of the summer movies, they can't make $2 billion like this movie is probably going to do.
Yeah.
This past movie, because there's so much more competition out there as opposed to now where there's not that much going on.
Yeah. I think the bigger sin is that they're making a Pirates 5.
Are they? Yeah. Yes.
That's absolutely done for the past year. They're just like shelving it because they don't know when to put it out.
Because it's terrible. Only the good Pirates of the Caribbean movie was the first one. Then they all sucked after that. All of them.
I completely agree. I hated every single one of them.
And everyone was like, well, Dead Man's Chest was really good. I'm like, fuck you. Dead Man's Chest sucked.
Wait,
are we
supposed to pretend that any of them
are good?
They got
so convoluted.
The first one was fun. The first one was a fun, cool movie. No one ever saw anything like that. It was cool. Johnny Depp was funny. And it was like, cool. That was a cool, fun
movie. They
kind of
brought pirate movies back.
Yeah. And then they made Dead Man's Chest and everyone was like, really?
The World's End one was awful.
Atrocious.
I just remember being so confused.
You took a good concept and you twilighted it. Good work.
Yeah. Well, I did
so
like seeing Keith Richards
for the sake of it.
I did like seeing Keith Richards as Johnny Depp.
Who cares? There were so many babyface and heel turns. I couldn't keep up.
and the what was it like? Calypso gets big.
Don't even try to understand that movie.
Turns to a bunch of like frogs, and then the boat turns upside down. Makes a flashlight and it's in another dimension. I don't fucking know.
And then she sleeps with Odysseus. It was really confusing.
And then Leonardo, Orlando Bloom becomes
Leonardo DiCaprio shows up.
Leonardo DiBlumio,
Grim Reaper.
So okay, so after they made At World's End, I thought, well, that's the end of the series. Then they made On Stranger Tides. I'm like, and without Keira Knightley and Orlando Bloom, I'm like, what else could you possibly tell?
Is that a sequel?
Orlando DiBlum.
I think so. Is it a prequel? I actually don't know.
No, it's like a sidequel because it's just continues
sidequel?
Johnny Depp. It just continues Johnny Depp's story.
But is it after the other three?
Yeah.
Well, I heard that Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley are going to be in it.
The new one.
Pirates 5?
Well, what else are they doing? Yeah.
Okay, so let's pretend for a second there is no 2 through 5 and just enjoy the goofy, fun pirate movie that is.
Goofy's in the first one?
Yeah, well, it's a Disney movie.
Oh. Pirates 5, Sexual Crabs.
Oh, God. So, I will not.
So Pirates 5 is taking over the May release date Disney had. But yeah, so I would assume, they haven't announced it yet, but I would assume they're going to do the same for episode 9 once they find out that 8 also made $2 billion.
Yeah. Once these are the three highest grossing movies of all time, they'll just be like, or at least 3 through 6 or 5 or whatever. Then they'll be like, okay, we'll just release all these.
Because like I feel even though it's not an episode, I feel like Rogue One could make $1 billion.
It'll be up there, but it won't make nearly as much because
it's coming out Star Wars. That December area.
Well, it's gonna have Darth
Star Wars. Rogue One's a crapshoot. It's either gonna be beloved or it's gonna get panned.
Well, they're gonna use this to gauge these anthology movies. I think if Rogue One fails, they're gonna cancel the Han Solo movie.
That's a quick turnaround though.
No, I truly believe that, or they'll make the Han Solo movie and then never make another one.
That's possible.
Because I want an Obi-Wan movie.
I want like a Obi-Wan or a Yoda movie or something about.
How about
like,
we just stick to the main story?
That's more. I agree with you.
How about
we stop
bringing back these old characters?
You know what they should do? They should have made Rogue One and the Young Han Solo Netflix series. I would love that.
That's such a good idea.
I thought there was a thing out there that like George was trying to get like an HBO series going.
That was before he sold it.
I don't know who said that, but they're like, there's going to be no live action Star Wars shows, unfortunately.
Game of Galactic Senates, I think it was called.
I mean,
it's all the Galactic Senate stuff from episode 1 that we didn't get to see, but now we can see the Senate act between 1 and 2.
Oh, finally.
We can watch like Glorbar politics.
Oh, God, I can't wait for that.
Political drama.
So real quick, are any of you guys, because I'm not, but are any of you guys looking forward to seeing Avatar 2?
Oh,
I won't
fuck
see it.
No.
Who cares? It's, I hated
Me
the first
neither.
One.
You know, when the first one came out, I just was kind of caught up in the spectacle of it. I saw it in 3D and was kind of amazed by it. And then I saw it again, not in 3D, on a small screen, and was like, wow, it's just Pocahontas and the CG's not that good.
I mean, you were also amazed by Spider-Man 3, too.
You know what? Fuck all you people with that. I hated that movie.
And Men in Black.
Like Avatar was made just to sell 3D tickets.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's
still pushing 3D at the time. That was when it was big. Like all the movies were in 3D, and then on the side you could get like a 2D.
That's why they're all 3D now.
But that's the thing is, that's the reason why it's the highest grossing movie is because it was a popular movie that was in 3D. Like if Star Wars: The Force Awakens pushed the 3D screening, like no, it has to be seen in 3D. We're only showing it in 3D, or you know you didn't see it in 3D, it would have beat Avatar. But that's not. It's kind of like the 3D craze is dying out.
Yeah, James Cameron is kind of a showman when it comes to movie making. Like,
he's
the kind of guy that puts himself in a tomb and then goes underwater to die and then comes back up with all this footage.
Well, that's
he's the greatest pioneer.
Well, that was the thing is he didn't make Avatar came out 2009. The last movie he made was Titanic in 1997. It's like highest grossing film. And
yeah,
now
it's
he's
like
gone again.
It took him 10 years to make this technology to make this mediocre movie.
He's also a perfectionist. He probably did like a Tolkien level of drafts and like
that's the best he could do.
Yeah. Well, when you're ripping off three movies and then Frankensteining them together, how good is it going
to
be?
But here's the thing: he's going to go back into he's in hibernation. He's going to come out of hibernation, make like is he directing Avatar 2?
Yeah, and 3.
Okay, they're going
to 4.
Fuck these movies.
5 will be Colin Trevorrow.
Is this like his big like he thinks this is his like legacy?
Avatar 5, Sexual
Because
Crabs.
His legacy is Terminator 2. Take it and leave it. That's it.
No, his legacy is Terminator 6.
No, his legacy is Titanic.
No, I actually would agree with Jason. He probably would be best known for Titanic.
His legacy is Leo DiCaprio.
It's now, his fault.
Yeah. Now, apparently Avatar 2, I mean, I heard this years ago, so who knows like how many times the script's been rewritten, but I heard Avatar 2 is going to be about like the Pandora's the underwater section.
Oh,
so it'll probably be Gungans.
It's the Gungans.
Yep.
It's just because James Cameron is like the Russell Lincoln of directors, and he's obsessed with water.
No one's going to get that.
Yeah, our audience is like, who? And never mind.
All right, just imagine a college student. Just imagine Poseidon.
And then Aquaman has sex with a college student, and then their kid is Russ Lincoln.
Oh, my God.
That's a good way to put it, Chris. Thank you very much for your description.
We're just talking about college friends, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't been to college,
you're missing out on friends.
Animal House.
But oh my God, I couldn't care less about Avatar.
I don't care, and I don't think it'll make as much money. And James Cameron will then be exposed as
like
a guy
really
who
offended
can't write movies.
And
yeah,
like sorry. Curse off the box office.
Oh no,
well, I did hear though that the Terminator rights go back to him in like 2020.
Yeah,
so
but
he'll make another Terminator movie.
Honestly, the franchise is dead.
Well, with Terminator 3, he wanted to direct it, and they told him no.
They spelled Genesis.
Why?
They told him no. He's like, I'll direct Terminator 3, and they're like, nah, we'll find someone else.
Probably. He's like, fine, I'll make a movie about blue people.
give me a couple decades. I'll make it.
I gotta go down to the Titanic and hang out.
George, what are you doing? Oh, I'm making Gungans. I'm gonna do that.
All right. Moving on. Actually, we're still on Star Wars. Actually, one of my favorite things looking on the internet
Gungans?
Now is Gungan. Yes. I love looking at insane Supreme Leader Snoke theories.
Oh, he's
because
Darth Plagueis. He's the reincarnation of Anakin Skywalker.
He's everyone. Everyone.
Oh, my God. And Rey is everyone's daughter.
Yes. Actually, no, she's the reincarnation of Anakin. That's what she is.
Oh, yeah.
The stupidest thing ever. If that's it, I'm out. I'm ripping my ticket up and I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No. She's a virgin birth in the reincarnation of Anakin Skywalker.
No. Oh, my God. That's so fucking dumb. She's also played by Tom Cruise as the mummy. Did you know that?
What would you be more angry about, that or Tom Cruise as the mummy?
Oh, no, definitely the Anakin thing, because that's like so bombastically stupid. So you mean... To tell me that Luke is training a girl version of his father? What? Is this like some Twilight fan fiction?
Snoke might be Grand Moff Tarkin.
Well, that's actually what I was about to bring up, is that the new theory is that it's Grand Moff Tarkin, but...
It's dumb, but it actually looks kind of like Grand Moff Tarkin.
Oh, you mean Peter Cushing?
Yeah.
You know, I had one friend tell me he was complaining about Force Awakens, and he goes, the whole fucking time, the villain just looked like Gollum. Did you catch that, dude? He just looked like Gollum. I'm like, dude, it's the same guy who played Gollum. It's like saying Indiana Jones looks too much like Han Solo. Shut up. He's like, oh, I didn't know that. I'm like, yeah, shut up.
Well,
man.
The difference is that because he's completely CGI, he could look like anything, as opposed to Harrison Ford, who always looks like Harrison Ford.
Yeah, unless
well,
he grows a cool mustache.
I see where he's coming from. Kind of like the big round eyes and stuff.
Yeah, but that's Andy Serkis. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that.
I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
That's what he really looks like.
They made Benjamin Cumberbatch put on
I
that.
I thought you were going to say Carr.
Benjamin Carr.
Benjamin Carr.
That motherfucker. They made him crawl around on all fours like some kind of deranged cat man. He didn't really look like Benjamin Cumberbatch. As
Smaug.
Yeah.
Which he did great, by the way. That was the best part of those movies. Which I didn't even like the Hobbit movies, but Smaug was cool.
Honestly, the more I think about Supreme Leader Snoke, he looks like a shaved cat.
Yeah.
With a
just
little
like
chunk missing.
Supreme Leader Smaug.
So okay, Supreme
Maybe
Leader Snoke theories. Who do you think he is? Ooh, I like
Porkins.
That. Who do you think he is? Really? Like,
I think he's his own character. I don't think there's any big reveal at
but
all.
Didn't they say that he has, like... Like, as they were kind of mentioning, like, oh, he's someone that you may not expect, or you don't know his whole backstory. Kind of like he might be someone like a left field kind of.
Well, he seems to be strong in the Force because he was training or dark side, I should say, because he was training Kylo Ren and seemed to manipulate him in some way. So I do not think he's Grand Moff Tarkin. I honestly think he's a completely new character that they made up who has some ties to the old characters. But if I had to pick a character from the existing lore, I would say he's Darth Plagueis.
Well, here's my question is, how does he know, spoiler alert, by the way, I keep wondering, how does he know about the events that transpired at the end of Jedi when the two of them are fighting on the deck of the Death Star with Palpatine there. Because there's
he
only
said
the,
something about that.
Yeah,
what did he say about that?
He
that Darth Vader had betrayed Palpatine.
Yeah, and he.
I have to see the movie again. I haven't seen.
All right.
No, he didn't say anything about.
Yeah,
that.
He said Darth Vader was weak and something.
And also in the novelization, he mentions how.
I don't think that's canon.
No, it's 100% canon. He mentions how, you know, your father or your, I should say, your grandfather.
Grandpappy.
Was weak and he couldn't finish the job. Which actually ties in really well to, spoiler alert, what happens at the end with him and Han Solo. Because he
killing
does finish,
his own father.
Yeah, because he does finish the job.
All right.
But if he, how does he know that if he...
Oh, okay, but where does that... But okay, so if that's the case, right, doesn't that then defeat... And I'm not trying to like hark back to the prequels, but like the idea that Anakin was the chosen one who was supposed to rid the Sith or bring balance to the Force, or it changed like three times. But like... The prophecy was, you know, he's supposed to defeat the Sith, bring balance to the Force, and he does through his son. He turns evil, his son turns him, and then he defeats the Sith. That's a very nice way to wrap that up. So I don't think that it harks back to the... I think this is a new Sith Lord who's training Kylo Ren.
Okay, but the way I look at it is... This, I mean, it was basically more or less a closed door meeting between the three of them in Return of the Jedi. How does he know about any of this? Because clearly,
Darth Plagueis is one of those red helmeted guys with the buzzy light sticks.
Or maybe Darth Plagueis is a Force ghost who is Emperor Palpatine.
Maybe he was trained by Luke as well. And all right, Luke, maybe him and Luke. Wait, hold on. I'm actually onto something. Wait.
Oh, here
like,
we
maybe
go.
Maybe him and Luke
had a baby.
Were like friends or like he was one of Luke's apprentices.
He looks
like,
old as fuck, though.
But he could have been
and,
like,
and there's a rumor.
Like, Luke could have come across him in his travels and like befriended him and taught him or something. You know what I mean?
All right. This is
Chris then he betrayed Luke.
2016 top three picks of who Darth, what's his name again? Snoke.
Supreme Leader Snoke.
Supreme Leader Snow. Number one, Grand Moff Tarkin. Number two, Darth Maul. Number three, Padme.
What?
Oh, there's a good one. It's Padme. it's the triplet that was never born.
It's the reincarnation of Padme.
It's from Hideous.
I also heard a thing that's, you know, Snoke in the in Force Awakens was a hologram. Obviously, he was like 25 feet tall.
Yeah, he's
but
probably
in real life, he's actually like an evil Yoda type character
and a midget.
Really cool.
Yeah,
pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, that's what everyone's expecting.
Maybe it is Yoda
on screen. When he first came on screen and I was like, oh, he's a giant that never works. And then it's like, oh, he's a hologram. He's small.
Also, isn't he a species that we saw in episode 2 where they're the bug people are around that table with all the other bad guys and they're talking about the plans for the Death Star?
I'm not gonna falling asleep during episode 2.
Listen,
I mean, no, Sean, I know what scene you're talking about. Like the guy who keeps having him just the way he's like, oh, you know, and then like,
maybe,
do you remember that guy?
Maybe
and, like, he's sitting next to him. He's like Ooptu Kalutu or something.
Oh, that's Snoke. He's Ooptu.
Yeah, maybe that's who that is.
Ooptu Kalutu.
We figured it out, guys.
Dexter Jetster.
We did it.
Who Snoke is. He's Dexter Jetster.
We need to take this to the presses.
Don't you guys remember that guy whose voice kept going in and out? He's like, oh, Count Dooku.
His microphone wasn't working.
Is that before or after the sand part? Because that's where I fell asleep.
It's before
the
sand part.
Did he have to exit out of Skype, too, after his voice was going?
Oh,
my
God.
Closing top of my brain's fried. Snoke, peanut butter. Closing
Snoke
topic
is peanut butter.
About Snoke. I really hope he's just someone new. If they're gonna just start pulling like shit out of their ass, like they're gonna have a flashback scene to the ending of Return of the Jedi, and there's gonna be like this tiny midget dude in the corner that they're gonna, like, zoom in on.
he was there the whole time.
It's gonna be Halloween Resurrection. It wasn't ever actually Darth Vader who died. It was just
Snoke
some guy wearing
Windu.
His helmet.
I'm telling
Snoke
you,
Mace Windu. That's it.
He is Mace Windu. Oh my God, Mace Windu was bald.
He got his face burnt by Palpatine. He was there the whole time.
He was thrown out a window. His face wasn't really burnt.
But why does he have a British accent, though?
Because he's Andy Serkis.
Because he's had like 30 years to perfect a British accent.
Actually, at that point, it would be more like 60.
And there you go.
But Evan, I agree with your theory a minute ago that Snoke was someone that Luke trained or maybe knew Luke in some way. That's
actually
pretty good.
Luke confided in him, and then he I think that Snoke was one of the reasons that Kylo Ren then created the Knights of Ren, turned against Luke Skywalker's apprentices, slaughtered the Jedi's in training. He was a conspirator with Kylo, but he was someone that Luke trusted.
Yeah,
that's what I think it really is.
It's clear that Snoke manipulates Kylo, as you can see in the movie. Kylo's, torn.
Yeah.
And then when he, spoilers, the thing he does.
When Kylo, rose up and created the Knights of Ren and killed all of Luke's apprentices, I don't think that was his idea alone. I think Snoke had some sort of pull in that. And I think Snoke was a friend of Luke's who manipulated Luke, who manipulated Kylo, and started this whole new thing.
Man,
he went to the, what's it called? The cantina and drank together.
Yeah.
Roommates.
I'll tell you what, that makes Luke sound really dumb.
Luke was never a fully trained Jedi. Luke had kind of like a half-assed training. It was like he was way too old. It was basically the only hope was to hastily train him to fight Vader. First time he fought Vader, he wasn't ready. They say, don't go, you're not ready. Then he clearly wasn't ready.
Luke's plans are the worst. You ever see in Return of the Jedi when he tries to rescue his friends? What's his plan? Send his droids in to get captured, and then fight a Rancor. Good work,
yeah,
Luke.
You're right
worked.
About that.
No,
it
Luke,
did work, but it was stupid.
Luke is not a very strong character. He's
or a smart willed, character.
He's a good-willed character who tries his absolute best, but he's almost ill-equipped to deal with the tests that are put out with him. A lot of what happens to him is luck, and it's because he's a kind-hearted person.
He would have totally died in the Emperor's throne room if Darth Vader never did anything.
He was that close to dying. I mean, really, if you watch that scene, he's close to death before Vader picks up the Emperor.
I have a question. So in Episode 3, the Emperor's using his lightning, and Mace Windu throws it back in his face, and it makes him look like that.
Yeah.
Why is it that when Luke is getting hit with it, which was way more than what the Emperor got, he is totally fine looking?
Well, because that was Palpatine's original face, and his makeup was wearing off.
Well, Luke was uglier by the end of the trilogy, so you can take that into account.
Return of the Jedi was a much better and more thought-out movie than Revenge of the Sith. So,
let's just chalk it up to hindsight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you think lightning really changes your eye color? Because it changed Palpatine, so that was just revealing his true form.
I think that George got to Episode 3 and went, oh shit, Ian McDiarmid doesn't look old enough. Let's have him zap force lightning in his own face.
There you go.
It's problem solved.
I really hope that they do a good job of explaining why Rey is a freaking beast at using.
I think
she
was already trained. I think she was one of either she's Luke's daughter or someone's daughter, but I think Luke was already training her. Then she had her mind wiped, stuck on the planet after Kylo Ren went crazy and killed everybody. They wiped her mind when she was young. She forgot everything until the Force awoke in her.
What did they do? Use one of those neuralizers on her?
Yeah,
well,
Men in Black 3.
Yeah.
Mind wiping is part of the Star Wars canon.
It's going to be called the Rey Identity. She's going to be like, I'm going to find you and kill you. And then she's going to break Kylo's elbows.
Well, hold on. So you say mind wiping is part of the canon. What character has ever been mind wiped?
That's in Expanded Universe stuff. I guess it's not canon, but it's been done before.
The Jedi mind.
But do you really think she's had extensive Jedi training when she was left on Jakku? Because you see when she's left on Jakku, she's like,
I think
she's how many extensive Jedi training can
maybe not
really
extensive,
young, apparently. Ask
already,
Yoda.
Yeah. Oh, be mindful. They got the little lightsabers going.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay. That makes
like
sense.
Two. Because somebody deleted it from the archives.
Really? That was the best take you had. And oh my god, who is that?
Woo woo woo.
And ladies and gentlemen. It's the BNP Express. Benny P.
I'll give you a second take at that one.
Benny P in the house, everybody.
The BNP Express. Woo woo woo.
Are you Supreme Leader Snoke?
That's who we're discussing.
Betty, we're gonna give you 30 seconds to catch up. What did you think of the Batman versus Superman trailers? And who do you think General Supreme Leader Snoke is? Go.
All right, Batman versus Superman. I thought it told too much. Supreme Leader Snoke is obviously Jar Jar.
All right.
Okay. Good. Awesome. Now let's move on. Sean. All right,
moving on. Unfortunately, we're still in Star Wars territory.
Oh, yeah. God.
Supreme Leader Snoke is really a pizza delivery guy?
No. This story actually confirms everything that we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. An anonymous source reportedly has reported that the lack of Rey merchandising for Star Wars The Force Awakens was supposedly done by Lucasfilm, not Disney, back when plans were pitched earlier last year. It's saying that Lucasfilm allegedly shelved the Rey toys due to the fact that boys wouldn't want to be given a product with a female character on it.
And I always loved getting Barbies. False. I would take the shirts off them.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
That explains
Wouldn't
a lot.
You want to take the shirt off of Rey?
God. Oh,
Jesus.
Would you like a 12-inch Rey action figure?
You know what, Sean? You say something.
I bet Jason has something that's 12 inches.
It's a Rey action figure.
Oh.
His arm.
Oh.
Boom. Roasted.
Oh, I can't come back from that one.
No. So and they allegedly put a huge investment in the Kylo Ren character, and it hasn't paid off because a lot of Kylo Ren merchandise is not selling as well as they hoped it would.
I love my mask though.
Sean, I 100% believe that. I see their like train of thought, and it's funny to see how wrong they really are. Because, like, I could see why they would think, okay, boys don't want to play with a toy that's a girl, but they'll like Kylo Ren because he's a badass with a lightsaber. Push that and only make a couple of these Rey toys. And then the movie comes out, everyone loves Rey, and, you know, Kylo Ren is badass looking, but really,
yeah, why,
you know, he's a more of a human character than we would have thought.
Why would they think people would relate to Kylo Ren?
I don't know.
Because grunge was really popular in the early 2000s.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. I mean, the one interesting thing is that the fact that it's not Disney who allegedly did this. It was Lucasfilm themselves. But Disney's known for not including female superheroes in some of their product lines.
Like Black Widow.
So, I mean, what do you think it really comes down to?
The Oscars are racist.
Everyone is sexist.
There you go. Done.
Spike Done. Lee did it all. Spike Lee is Supreme Leader Snoke.
Palpatine's behind it all. I don't know. I think Rey was the best character in the movie. I think she's a character who, I've said this before, I don't think she needed to be played by a girl. I think that was one of the beauties, is that she's not a stereotypical female
role. Kind of like Ripley.
Yeah, technically Rey is a boy's name.
Honestly, she reminded me a lot of Ripley from the Alien movies, and I think that she did a great job. I think that the toys would be great, and then I'm glad to see that they're on the shelves now. They made a mistake in marketing, whether or not it's sexist or just an oversight over what boys would be interested in. I don't know how they wouldn't be interested in Daisy Ridley, but
I know. I'd love to see her in a skimpy white shirt.
There's definitely a fine line between marketing and sexism.
Yeah, you know, that's very true.
Mm. Wise words, Mr. Holeshoe.
Yes.
Now, do you guys think Daisy Ridley would like my 12-inch arm?
No, she can do way better than you.
Would you like?
Is it a red arm? You're probably wondering.
R2, I have a red arm.
Oh, I bet you do.
Time out. They never explained where the hell that came from.
No, but they fix it in the end.
When
she's leaving the Millennium Falcon to go find Luke, C-3PO is waving with his regular arm, and both his arms are gold again.
What?
Well,
I mean, they couldn't have done that in like the 30-plus years.
It was just so stupid. Like, they could have just had him, like, in the second movie, in Episode 2, he was like a gray color, and they didn't have to explain that in the third one he was gold, and then they put a red arm on him in Force Awakens, like, oh, you probably don't recognize me because of the red arm. Like,
well, if you think
really
about it, that's really
that
the only conflict C-3PO has in the whole movie. That's like his only problem.
Well, he's constantly getting disassembled and reassembled, as you see.
I was gonna say, time out, maybe R2 had it the whole time.
What, his arm?
Yeah.
Just had his arm.
Just like in his memory banks?
Yeah. It was in there with like the rest of the plans for how to find Luke.
Well, plans to the Death Star. The plans for finding Luke.
Star
and
Killer Base.
C-3PO's arm.
You know what? I think the movie should have been really more about C-3PO's red arm. I really want to know what happened.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to get that in a spinoff comic called C3P Arm.
I think it is in a spinoff comic, actually.
C3P Arm, and it's going to be its own anthology movie.
I really think they should have explained that one toy where he has a boner.
Oh, that was a trading card.
Oh, the trading card, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Look up, like, 1978 trading card.
I misplaced my boner.
R2, have you seen my red cock?
You think R2 still smokes like that old commercial?
Yes. Yes. It's probably a bad habit, and he doesn't like talking about it, Jason.
R2. Well, that's why he was in airplane mode through all of Force Awakens. Yes.
Why
he was
would
going
a
through,
robot
like, cigarette
that doesn't have
withdrawal.
Lungs need to smoke?
You just see a bunch of Nicorette patches on him.
Wait,
dude,
what
that was
did
the
you
best.
Just say?
What?
Nicorette patches.
Yeah.
Oh, Nicorette. No, I thought you said something else.
Oh.
Jason.
Nicorette patch is a patch you put on your arm.
Wait,
to stop
you from smoking. You can't do that to a robot. It's not like stickers. You have to like download like, the Nicorette update.
It's literally a patch.
C3P Arm and the Battle Against Mesothelioma. This should be the name of the next movie.
It's like R2's like beep boop beep boop beep.
We're gonna make so
C3PO and R2 go to Atlantic City.
I'd watch it.
Well,
we should make
that.
Like we should make Nicorette patches that are shaped like R2-D2 and C3PO.
The Max Rebo Band makes a theme song for "Don't Smoke, Don't You Smoke."
I think we're onto a great idea. We should pitch this to Lucasfilm.
No, they reject it because there's a female character in it.
I can imagine that's gonna be open and shut.
Don't talk about Evan like that.
Hey, screw you and your tiny little arms.
Beth, the old 9-year-old woman that goes gambling.
We have a great idea for a story. We're going to talk about C-3PO's arm and that one time that R2-D2 was smoking. They're going to be like, oh, well, goodbye.
Wait, guys, do you think I should get a normal-sized red arm for myself? Because I have really small.
Just dip your arm in paint and cut out the middleman.
Maybe that whole time C-3PO's arm was just painted.
Why are we talking about C-3PO's arm?
Yeah, you're right. John, what's next?
This was my fault. I'm sorry.
You know what? Time out. I changed my Snoke prediction. Emperor Snoke or whatever it is really just C-3PO's arm.
Oh, good. Okay. Beautiful. Problem solved.
I'm glad we covered that.
I'm so glad that we talked about C-3PO's arm. All right.
We're moving out of Star Wars. Hopefully never to return.
Yeah, okay.
We'll be back next week. Sylvester Stallone, who I would assume is...
Has a red arm.
It's playing C-3PO's
These are not the topics you're looking for.
Sylvester Stallone has confirmed that he is finished playing Rambo and will not appear in a fifth Rambo film.
Good, so it's going to be a prequel starring Benedict Cumberbatch.
Did you guys see the fourth Rambo film? That
yes.
was something.
That was awesome.
I love that movie.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
That's when we were just like in Cambodia for no reason.
Oh, my God. God.
Evan, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Dude.
Evan, you're fired from the podcast.
All right. It was the third best movie in the Rambo series.
Oh, I disagree.
First Blood, Rambo. First Blood, Rambo, First Blood Part 2, Rambo, and then Rambo 3.
No,
Alien Isolation.
Where would you put it?
Did you watch the part where he took the gun and turned the guy into hamburger meat?
Yes.
And then he ate him.
Will you agree 3 is the worst?
Yes, absolutely.
Will you agree First Blood is the best?
Yes.
Okay, then we're okay.
Will you agree the video game was the worst?
Oh my God.
There was a video game?
Yeah, it came out not that long ago, too.
It was a PS3 game that was basically a rail shooter that you'd find like an arcade.
No, Benny, I think it was a PS4 game, but it looked like a PS3 game.
Oh God!
What was it? Is it a PS4 game?
I think it is.
I don't know.
I think it is.
The graphic quality is abysmal.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It looks like a PlayStation 1.
Yeah, it looked like it.
The fucking cops are pixelated, and then, like it's the game. You can't finish the game because it comes to a point where you're getting shot at by so many things at once that it just crashes and you're done.
Yeah, welcome to arcade games.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But Stallone said he's done with Rambo.
Yeah, because he's been trying, ever since the fourth one, he's been trying to make a fifth one called Last Blood. and yeah, he's been trying to make it for a while, and I guess he's just like, I'm too old, I'm 69.
I heard about this. He couldn't fit into the pants, so he couldn't make the movie.
what they should do is get one of the Cambodian kids' son to be the new Rambo, And then this Rambo will be the mentor.
You know what?
And
just
it'll
make
be called
Tom Hardy
like
the next Rambo.
And we'll call it Cambodian.
Or CG the pants on him and they can be played by Andy Serkis.
There you go.
Well, actually, Jason, it's funny you mention that because instead of doing another movie, Fox is apparently making a TV show on Rambo.
You know what? I'm just done. Someone think of a new idea. Breaking Bad
be
was
called Cambodia, and it's going to be about Jim Gordon walking around Cambodia.
So Breaking Bad was a new idea, and it was successful. Do four of those.
So are they going to? It's going to be like a young Rambo TV series.
It's
going to
be Rambo's son.
Save the TV shows for C-3PO's arm.
How the hell does Fox keep affording these shows? How do they keep
getting enough
money to make them? I don't know.
So who should play Rambo's son? I say Miles Teller.
I say Morty.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. How about Jesse Eisenberg?
Well, I just love shooting people together.
Oh my God. So it's going to be Rambo's son. Apparently Stallone's not even going to, he's going to produce, but he's not going to have any involvement on the actual show itself.
So Stallone's a heel?
No, actually he's about to be a babyface. He's going to win an Oscar.
Oh. Yeah. Oh God, no.
And then he's going to make more Creed movies and then that's going to get ruined. Anyway.
Creed 3, he goes to space.
Yeah, in the next Creed movie, he should totally fight the Oscars, much like how Rocky fought communism. Creed should fight the Oscars because apparently they're racist. Anyway.
And they're all white over there, too.
Yeah. So, Sean, what's next?
All right, let's go into some miscellaneous.
What the fuck?
Right in my ass.
Did it play?
Yeah, Evan, you know it played.
Oh, I don't know.
You know it. All right, we got two stories here. Let's go in the first one. All right.
These are not the stories you're looking for.
Jason, when was the last time you were in New York City?
Over the weekend when it snowed.
Oh, were you anywhere near 28th Street?
No, I was in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. Well, I have good news for you. You can now freely masturbate in the streets of New York City.
Okay, I'm done. Goodbye. I'm out.
Wait, no. Oh, I don't want to be part of this podcast. This is a joke article.
Are you sure?
I'm almost positive it is. They were making fun of the payphone booths, how they're just there. So I think they were just saying, oh, they're just masturbation booths.
Sean,
wait, are you sure? Hold on.
Brought a joke article.
Hold on.
This cannot be real.
Check your
If
facts.
You love 21 Jump Street, you'll love 28 Jack Street.
It's in the New York Daily News.
That's a fake.
You cannot freely masturbate in New York City.
Well, hold on.
I mean, you can, but you'll get in trouble for it if you're caught.
All right, I got the Snopes article up. I got Snopes. Snopes is never wrong.
Wait, it says mostly false.
Mostly false.
What does that mean? That you can do it, but not get caught?
I'm going to test this. That means you're allowed to get a quarter chub.
They're called Guy-Fi male stress release booths in Manhattan.
So this is real?
No, it's mostly false.
What does that mean?
Well, we're gonna find out. Everyone keep talking about something else, and I'm gonna do research.
Devin's putting his monocle.
Well, while you're doing research,
if this isn't real, I'm not gonna go through the whole thing.
In summary, the Guy-Fi booth does exist, but it's a marketing gimmick for Hot Octopus, a sex toy company, and not officially sanctioned public space for masturbation in New York City.
Oh.
Public masturbation remains illegal.
So, okay. Wait.
So a company that sells sex toys,
Hot Octopus, yes.
Made a booth that they want people to jack off in.
Guy-Fi booths.
Despite the fact it's illegal to do.
Well, it's like a joke, but it's also not a joke because they actually did like put the sign on the booth and say it's Guy-Fi for masturbation.
I think, yeah, it's just there, but I really don't think.
Okay, now I'll switch it out with another story.
Time out.
No.
This sounds...
I like this story, though.
No, it's not real. Then we're going
to
be...
This is a giant lawsuit waiting
to
happen.
We need a fact checker.
Yeah, someone's going to have like frostbite
someone
on their dick.
At
and then
blah, blah, pod one, say, hey, I want to be your fact checker.
This is not, folks, this is not the first time that we brought a fake news story as a real news story.
I think Gilbert Gottfried's unemployed.
Yeah, him and Jake Lloyd living in the box by the Kmart.
Time back when we were doing Chris Says when Jason sent me that clip and I clicked on it and then nothing came up?
Yeah,
really mad.
You got madder than usual.
Yeah, well.
And then started going through my emails.
Yeah, that's good times.
And there was a bunch of like Chloe Grace Moretz shit.
Oh, yeah.
But it
so
was
Sean,
when she
oh,
was
what's the real story, Sean?
All right, I'm going to cut all that out. I'm just going to go
Oh, that was funny. Leave it in.
Oh. All right. Oh, it's
poor Sean. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, but I don't want to be masturbating.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And Wilson.
We've had a couple stories about Japanese McDonald's.
oh God, here we go.
get ready. Actually, this isn't too bad. Japanese McDonald's will soon be serving chocolate covered French fries on their dessert menu.
That sounds cool.
I would eat the
shit. You want French fries covered with chocolate?
Okay, before we get sued in some way, never do that again.
People put like fries and Frosties at Wendy's, so I guess that makes sense.
It's kind of the same thing.
There's a control to that. You're like, okay, I don't want the whole fry coated in the Frosty.
Well, Japanese people are very particular, so if there's a method to it, I'm sure they're very strict about it.
Well, then why do they put squid ink in their black burgers? What method is that?
Hey, African-American burgers,
there's always
Jason.
A method to the madness.
Hashtag black burgers matter.
The concept takes McDonald's famous French fries and it drizzles both cocoa flavored chocolate and white chocolate to create what is, quote, a wonderfully salty and sweet harmonious taste.
I would totally try that.
Let me tell you
something salty and sweet for you.
I would totally try that though. That sounds delicious.
No. It sounds
gross and weird.
I mean, the idea is you have the starch, but also the saltiness of the fries. Usually, salt and the chocolate usually go together well, like a chocolate covered pretzel.
To call McDonald's fries salty is an understatement. That thing is like rock salt.
It'll
mixed with
burn your mouth. It's like the salt that you spray on the roads.
It's like a great salt lake. That thing is like the red. That thing's like the Red Sea in a potato. It's that. That's just no. Okay, and then you're going to cover it with chocolate. Okay, you might as well just have a heart attack and die right there.
Oh, I forgot.
What we should talk about are those old Japanese horror commercials for McDonald's.
Oh, my God. I forgot about those. Now I'm having PTSD.
Yeah.
Or MDSD.
McDonald's.
Well, you know, it's McDonald's.
those were real, though. Were they, Chris?
I couldn't prove it. I mean, they were real. I saw it with my own two eyes, but I don't know if they were sanctioned by McDonald's or not.
I think they were. From what I understand, I did some research because I had to know. They were apparently real.
Oh, my God. They're probably like Halloween-themed McDonald's or some shit.
So could you order this after you order your 50 Chicken McNuggets?
Now, does Japan have like an obesity problem like we do?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
They have a very good diet.
How does this – because you know why? Because McDonald's for them is a treat. It's not a meal. They can make chocolate-covered french fries and still maintain healthy lives
because
they
the
only
Japanese,
go to McDonald's like once a month as a treat, not as
like
a
most
meal.
Countries in Asia McDonald's have this thing called discipline and self-control.
Self-control. Yeah. There's the big word there.
Just bring
America,
back the 12-piece
the country
chicken
of excesses.
Selects. Stop doing things.
Ooh, 12-piece chicken selects.
Well, I'd be willing to try that. But
What about a chicken nugget? Chocolate covered.
Ugh. No.
We can just do that ourselves.
Chicken nuggets in general are disgusting.
Let's make
it. Okay, next thing you know, they're just going to start covering like their fucking burgers and shit in like chocolate. Oh, here you
go. Now I have a great idea. Thanks, Benny.
Oh.
All right. Well, so who wants to watch me eat a chocolate covered hamburger on screen?
Can we put it on YouTube on our channel?
Yes.
Can we go to New York into one of those booths where you can masturbate?
I'll eat the chocolate covered burger in there.
Yes.
You're gonna have to put in some black bars, but I'm open to it.
So
obviously it's only available in Japan, but I could actually see this transferring over to the U.S.
Yeah, I'm at Evan.
Yeah, I could see it.
Let's go back to Evan eating this burger. If you're gonna like just drizzle a little bit of chocolate sauce on it, I'm talking. You have to full on cover this thing.
Like, oh yeah, I'll deep fry it
and then
dip it.
Oh god, that's making my chest hurt.
I'll take the whole Big Mac and dip it in chocolate and then eat it.
Evan, have you tried the McDonald's mozzarella sticks yet?
I won't touch those. Those look gross.
They're selling mozzarella sticks?
Yeah, it's like their new dollar menu thing.
Damn.
You know what I've been eating a lot recently is their like butter milk chicken sandwich.
It's not bad. That sounds healthy.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
That doesn't sound right. It shouldn't be healthy.
I mean, I'm sure it's not healthy. I would almost guarantee it's not, but
it's missing the salt.
It's good.
Well, there you go.
Just dip it in chocolate and you're fine.
Chocolate.
As long as it's dark chocolate, that's the healthy one.
Dark chocolate.
Yes, give them all the Oscars.
Well, that was a deliciously sweet story, Sean.
Yes.
But only
Sean could pop out a masturbation story and follow it up with covering your French fries
right?
with chocolate.
Only Sean.
No.
I did tell you I had won the top last week.
What was that?
I did tell you I was trying to top last week.
You did say you could top last week, and you did.
Benny missed the cat head spray.
The cat head spray was beautiful. That was great.
Cat head spray?
Just watch.
Didn't you listen to last week's episode?
I have been all over the state of Delaware, so.
Yeah, save it.
Small state.
Not a true fan.
It is a small state.
It's a small state
just
after
like Jason's
arm. You know what it doesn't have in it? Jack-off booths. So there we go.
Now, my arm is not small, Evan.
Wait, just one?
It just doesn't last very long.
He's got like one really tiny arm.
Jason has one big arm and one little arm, and they call the bitch Biggie Smalls.
They call me Nemo because the ladies want to find me. Hey.
Okay, on that note.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, let's put a bow on the end of this episode.
Bring.
Anybody have any final thoughts besides
I love you.
I love you too.
Plugs? Are we plugging?
No, we are. I just wanted to know if anyone had anything else to say before
we talk about Joe's contest.
Oh, yeah. He's not here. I'll talk about it. So, Joe Bo loves Liar Liar, the 1997 comedy movie.
And you can love it too.
What?
And you can love it too.
Dip it in chocolate.
You can love it too by taking a picture with any form of Jim Carrey or Liar Liar. Any, like if you have the DVD, if you have a picture of the DVD in a Google image search, just take a picture of yourself with that. Tweet it at blah blah pod one,
and we'll dip it.
Hashtag blah blah liar.
Pod one, POD in the number one. Hashtag blah blah liar. Send the picture of you with Liar Liar to that. In any
and we will send you.
And then we will send you a signed copy of Liar Liar, signed by all of us, signed by me.
And signed by Jim Carrey.
You can think that.
Now,
quote
Jason,
unquote.
How many submissions have we had thus far?
Zero. That's
wow.
why
a whole month of
this
contest
and is going on indefinitely. It will be
one month,
forever.
Dude. It's been like 3 months.
Yep.
is this contest scheduled for one fall?
Well, it's like I said before. I think the problem originally was that we wanted a screenshot of someone watching it, but I doubt people actually own the copy of Liar Liar.
So it's open up to any stretch
of the
imagination.
If you just send us a picture, even if you send hi, please, someone talk to us. we're not talking to ourselves out here.
This DVD.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want a signed copy of Liar Liar, signed by me, Jason Green, signed by Sean Smith, signed by Evan Moore, signed by Chris Holshue, signed by Benny P, and signed by Joe Bo.
And
all
friend of the show, George Lucas.
And friend of the show, George Lucas. It will say friend of the show, George Lucas. Tweet a picture of you with Liar Liar in any form whatsoever to blah blah pod one. Hashtag blah blah liar. Do it now. This contest is going on forever, so there is no time limit. Anyway, I am Jason Green. You can find me at Twitter at jgreen89, jaygreen89, or email me for any business inquiries if you want to be in the show or that thereof at jgreen89@gmail.com. Sean.
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at @_Brackshow or look for me in New York. I'll be in one of those phone booths on the 28th Street.
Oh, God.
Coming up right now, actually, you can watch our brand new video review of the movie Hideous.
Yes,
Hideous.
You can find it on our Facebook page. It will be linked on Twitter and it will be on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And
you have been warned against that movie.
Yes. We saved you the trouble of watching.
Yeah, we'll just put it that way.
It's a great review, but awful movie.
Yep.
My babies.
That was an excerpt from the movie.
You'll get that in about 10 minutes when you click on the video.
Evan, plug yourself.
You can follow me on Instagram or Twitter at @Evermore1105.
Okay. Benny.
You can follow me at the BNP Express. Woo, woo, woo.
And Chris, you don't have any social media.
Well,
right?
Hold on. Let's not get carried away here. I mean, if you really want to see stuff I do, I have a YouTube channel, Hypnoification. I make a series called Robo Squad.
Those are awesome.
I can attest to that.
Yes, I agree. Those are fucking awesome. Hey, can we do a one with all of us?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yay.
I write them
I
film them.
The sound.
Yeah, hoorah, whatever, sure.
All righty then, ladies and gentlemen. And just like Jim Carrey said, all righty then. See you next week.
Dip it in chocolate.